You're listening to SBS News.
When he was just 10 years old, Leroy was imprisoned after police found his fingerprints at the scene of a home break-in. He had broken into the house with several other kids from the neighbourhood, a crime that was both impulsive and short-sighted.
No, we just wanted money, yeah. To buy clothes and all that, and yeah. And go shopping, probably go buy a motorbike. But yeah, I regret that, I don't want to do it again, yeah.
Now 16, he has been incarcerated at Banksia Hill, Western Australia's only facility for juvenile offenders, more than 30 times, sometimes for a few days, other times for several weeks. He's been strip searched, assaulted by another inmate, sworn at by guards, and says during a recent sentence this year, he saw a prison guard break the arm of a 14-year-old inmate.
Because they rough handle kids, like, they slam them on their face, and yeah, like, one of the boys got their arm broken in there from a guard. Like, yeah, it's wrong, they need to stop rough handling them. I know, he was trying to resist or something, like he was trying to move his arm away from the guards. That's the guard just got his arm, twisted it back like that there. That's his arm popped out of place, that's, yeah. They sent him to the hospital.
But the hardest part, he says, are the more than 13 hours spent each day locked in his cell.
It's hard. I don't like it. Like, because when in that 5 hours, I do it hard, you know, because like, I keep looking at the walls. And I don't like being there for 5 hours. Like, I used to be myself for an hour or something, but not that long. But it does my head in, I started stressing out. But I didn't know what to do.
Leroy has now spent more than a year of his life behind bars, a repeat offender with a long list of charges related to breaking into homes and cars. That being imprisoned has not changed his life for the better comes as no surprise to clinical psychologist and Nyamal woman, Dr. Tracy Westerman. She says 10-year-olds are unable to make sound ethical decisions and that imprisoning them actually impairs that ability later in life.
The evidence actually supports the fact that the early criminalisation of children, the normalisation of criminality predicts future criminality. And so we actually know that. That's something that's irrefutable in terms of the evidence.
What does surprise and concern Dr. Westerman, though, are the prolonged periods incarcerated children spend in isolation.
What I know as a psychologist, what really strikes me with that is that we know that isolation is one of the strongest predictors of suicide. Isolation is one of the strongest predictors of depression. The more isolated you get, the more depressed you get. And I guess most people can relate to that at the moment because of the lockdowns we've basically had that. It's a really challenging thing. And then if you have kids that have had abuse in their backgrounds, we have, you know, people have flashbacks, they'll have intrusive thoughts. That's a very common side effect of post-traumatic stress disorder. When you actually put someone in isolation, when they have memories and intrusive thoughts around trauma, it's a powder keg of something terrible happening to that child. And so it just really, really gravely concerns me that we're treating children in that way. It's inhumane.
In July this year, the Australian government rejected a call from the United Nations to raise the age of criminal responsibility to 14, saying it's a matter for individual states and territories. But despite establishing a working group to examine the issue in 2018 and receiving 88 submissions from legal, medical and community groups across Australia, there's been no consensus and almost no action among the state and territory governments. Only the Australian Capital Territory has made moves to change its laws. While discussions to raise the age of criminal responsibility in Australia appear to have stalled, former detainees of Banksia Hill are preparing to sue the state government over alleged mistreatment, including isolation, assaults, strip searches, and a lack of proper education. Jerry Georgiatos worked with detainees inside Banksia Hill in 2020 when other services withdrew due to COVID-19.
It's nothing more than a holding pen. I'm saying that there's an absence of what constitutes reasonable education, what constitutes reasonable levels of counselling and mentoring. The mentoring is more important than the counselling and the psychology. That all needs and has its place, but the mentoring should be on a daily basis. Banksia is nothing more than a holding pen. The cells are quite small. Then you've got isolation, which is the cages, intensive support unit. That's a cage within a cage. It's a holding pen within the larger holding pen.
The Director General and the Commissioner of the WA Department of Justice both declined to be interviewed, but in a statement, a spokesperson said the department is currently reviewing the amount of time young people spend confined in their cells. The department says it has no records of an inmate sustaining an arm injury at the time it was alleged to have occurred, and that it is working to improve services to protect the health and well-being of detainees. The WA government has spent more than $200,000 keeping Leroy behind bars before he's even an adult. He hasn't yet acquired any transferable skills, and with more charges pending, there's no guarantee he'll be out of a cell for very long. But he hasn't given up hope of one day settling into a quiet life.
I want to be a mechanic, yeah. I want to fix up motorbikes and cars, and yeah. I even want to be build houses, yeah. I just want to get a job as soon as possible. I probably need to wait a while to get one.
Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.